March 27th. Irritated Cynthia and furniture. See, you could have had hot sexy porn, but no, you had to go and ask for this. You know who you are. John Rodney, R? 550 words. Tabled.
This is highly irregular,
thinks the lab table, as LCJ Shepherd unbuckles DMR McKay's pants and shoves them against its surface. The lights running up its legs flash in irritation, but neither of the humans notice.
I am a finely calibrated instrument. I could calculate your mass within a zeptolock. I've won awards. Many, many...
DMR McKay's squishy bits press against the tabletops.
Ew.
DMR McKay spins back around, and he and LCJ Shepherd touch their mouths together and make vowel sounds.
And maybe they'll just keep doing that over there, maybe? Try the couch. The couch. It likes that sort of thing. But no.
They swing back around, and LCJ Shepherd takes his pants off, and then his squishy bits are dragging along the table leg and...
Oh, for the love of the ancestors! Will this degradation never end?
DMR McKay gets his Solar Guard cream out, and LCJ Shepherd starts rubbing it all over the place, especially those places on DMR McKay that the table would rather it had never saw.
DMR McKay has a very white boot.
Then, DMR McKay's bending over the table, and his squishy bits all sliding around in the solar cream. The table idly tests its composition.
2-hydroxy-4-methoxyphenyl-methylphenidone-1-4-methoxyphenyl-3-4-tert-butylphenyl-propane-1-3-diene-2-ethyl-XL-3-4-methoxyphenyl-propinoate-2-hydroxy-4-methoxyphenyl-2-hydroxyphenyl-methanone.
And LCJ Shepherd's behind DMR McKay, standing very closely, so close that his squishy bits are probably all involved with DMR McKay's boot, which can be comfortable for either of them, and then...
You! The Alterans never did this sort of thing in the lab.
The table is fairly certain the Alterans never did this sort of thing anywhere.
They were very clean people. Neat. Tidy. Oh,
thinks the table, wishing it could power down as LCJ Shepherd gives a particularly powerful thrust and solar cream squirts out DMR McKay's boot.
That's just not right.
DMR McKay's bracing himself against the tabletop, hands gripping the edge while he talks non-stop. The table listens in, but he's not saying anything useful, just more and harder, and I hope there's pie at dinner. Pie sounds like a good idea, and the table visualizes a circle and calculates pie.
3.14159265358979.
But there's so much moaning and groaning that the table actually loses its place,
which is completely unheard of.
DMR McKay's wiggling all over the tabletop, and LCJ Shepherd's leaving sweaty handprints on its surface.
He needs to eat more bitter greens. He has a slight chemical imbalance.
And after a little more of that, DMR McKay ejects some genetic information.
Which is fascinating.
The table stores that away for later.
And finally, it seems to be over.
The humans stand up and touch their mouths together again, and DMR McKay puts his hands in LCJ Shepherd's hair, and LCJ Shepherd puts his on DMR McKay's boot, and the network refreshes, and suddenly, all 12 puddle jumpers...
They call themselves that now, like their original names aren't good enough for them anymore.
...are binging the table madly, desperate for all the details. The table blocks them.
They're such gossips.
...and wishes the humans had found the automated helper bots. It really would like a thorough disinfecting. P.S. You may still get hot, sexy porn, but only if I can decide on a point of view. P.P.S. The story you're looking for, even if you don't know it, is Damarel's In the Jumper Bay, probably the first fic to turn the puddle jumpers into max-up fans, and definitely responsible for my characterization of the jumpers. P.P.S. These postscripts are really getting out of hand, but I had to add that steampunk has done art, and it's marvelous.